I would be again Judge Johnson from Pistons, an old timer who lived in Canada for many, many years, but his, maybe his father or his grandfather came from Juneau. So where were you born, George?
Well, I've been born in Tupper River. The place to call them Mackinac. The place I should have been born. And I don't know my birthday anyway. So, that time, you know, wet people, they know the year anyhow, but ourselves, we never happen to like that.
No, they say in the fall.
As long as we just know winter comes at all, and we see the moon, first moon and last moon, that's the way it used to be.
First moon and winter.
Used to be way long before, you see. My daddy is American and my mother is Canadian. That's what D is.
Well, they both Tlingit or? Your daddy was Tlingit?
Yeah. Just Tlingit and down last and all.
And your mother was Tlingit too, or just?
My mother is Tlingit too, yeah. They're born in Canada. And my daddy's own place, just like we are, we belong to a Taku Indian, you see? And my daddy, his country, they call it Sina. Yeah. That's the place he is from, down Alaska. And so they married my mother and they come into Canada for trapping. That's the way they do. And soon as the trapping, winter trapping season closed, they wait for beaver season again, and they hunt a beaver hunt in springtime. And soon as the beaver hunt closed, and they have to go back to Juneau. It's the only place you could trek in fur, you know, Juneau. No white beaver in this Canada, not one. Just Indian, that's all. The only way you can do. So he took the fur right down to June and trading and pretty soon fall time comes somewhere on September or August and then like that you gotta come back this way again to get for the winter crop, you know, dry meat and then like that.
How many miles would it be from Juneau to your trap line, say?
Well, I tell you, it's not too far anyway. I think it's about 100 miles from June anyway, right up into the head of Taku River. So, that's what I think, and that's all. Yes. And lots of times they go up to the other way, you know. They try hunt this place and mix here another place. So, make race the game in here where we used to hunt this winter, you know. And next year we try another place, that's the way we used to do. No game warden, nothing, but we just look after our game ourselves. That's the way we used to do. And all the time we got to come this way again. And so we around August, I think, anyway, you come up in the mountain and dry meat. Put a high cage and keep it there for the winter. That's the way you do it. No game much around that time, you know. Not much. Just ground up and then like that and moose and caribou. And fish, salmon. You put the fish trap. That's what they rush it to come this way. You put the fish trap right up to this Nisotan River and Moore River. And Tenmai River up that way. That's the way they said there used to be a fish trap for salmon. Yeah, for the winter. That's the way they do. And winter come, they started trapping. And winter trapping close, so you gotta wait for a beaver hunt again for springtime. And soon as beaver hunt close, and he gotta go back, right down to June. That's the way he used to do. And that's the root of our life, Father.
Yeah.
Can you remember when you came first time around Teslin? How big were you?
And pretty soon, a little bigger. Well, pretty soon, so later on, I knew pretty good. I was a good size kid already, and that time, 98, and first found the extract, you know. And lots of Indians, Chingit went to the Skagway and working there and die at the call with a big pack. And I'm all a small boy, not good enough for work that time, you know.
So,
and my daddy never go over there to stay in the top Juno. But so the fourth time he got to go up and talk to River, come back to the Canada again. That's the way he did. Not too far out from the Taku River and that bonded line in there, Father,
yeah.
Border. United States other side, I mean, Alaska other side, and this side is Canada.
But from Taku to here to Destin is quite a distance, yeah, to another 100 miles.
Yeah, not quite, it's a little less on the way. But the way of Nahegan, Taku River, not too far from here to this head of the lake, somewhere about 50 miles, I think. Small Lizzy Creek look like, and red of Nahegan, Taku River. Yeah. But it no good for boat, Father.
No.
Just rocky like that and big one.
You got to go on the hill.
The same one place is ship jump across on that rocket.
Yeah.
It's only about, I don't know, about 8 feet wide, this thing. Way up the water. The water was way down.
You didn't try to jump across?
No. If I see it a little like that, Father, I just give it this ahead.
Yeah, we do.
That's the way it is, Father.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good place for fish right out there, Father. All the salmon down Alaska, how many different kind of salmon they got in there? All in the river, the Taku River. Mackinac. It's the place to put up on dry fish too. And way long before. And they put a bridge in Nervous Sea, I never seen even myself. Used to be for my grandpa, I think. They put a bridge across like that big river.
Yeah.
They fix it somehow. They used to be tied up together, make it longer, that thing, but no nails, nothing that time, you know. They use it for spruce and roots, you know. Just like a string tied up together. Oh, sometimes white like that. And go across that Mackinac. First bridge in Taku River put up on. But I can say about 300 years ago. Yeah. No nails, nothing. Yeah. And they do that. And they put it some kind of two big size of pool way on side, and you put give a left up for that bridge. You can't go across if you let go, just spring down like a suspenders like that. When you try to go across, you go swing around like that. And you put that some of the other heavy spruce, I can say, you stick up out like that, and you got the rope right out here to lift up that main bridge. They put a notch on and the other one they lift up and across there too, this end. And that bridge got to go lift up like that. That's the time you got to go across. Never move. That's the way they do.
Yeah.
And that's my language, the way they call it, that bridge. Yanutiyachet. Yeah. That's Shingit language, Father. They mean you got bridge like it. We got bridge this one in here, just like that.
That's the way you
do it. Yeah, that's the way they do it. When you take that force burner out, you see that bridge go down like that, way in the center of the river. You can go across, you swim around just like a swing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When you put that full splinter, heavy rocks, you know, put the nudge on and they lift up that bridge like that and stay solid, can move. So we got to go across. That's the way we used to do. And I don't know how many years ago that pistol, I tell you, and even I never see it myself, you know. It's my grandpa and my dad tell us pistol. That's the way to go.
Well, when you remember the first time you went to Juneau?
Well,
when you were the small boy, you can remember.
Small boy at that time.
How big a town was it?
I can't remember when the first to go. So.
Yeah, well, maybe not the first time you go, but when you start to remember, you big boy, you remember that.
Well,
Juneau.
That's right, too, yeah.
How big a town was it?
Well, I can't remember, but I don't know what the age I am at that time. So. Pretty hard to say about that. And that time you don't know, see this time, this is 1968,
uh-huh.
not there where that time you don't know. just life with life, that's all. That's the way we are.
1898, how big you were?
1898, well, just about 3 feet high anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
12 years old,
maybe. Very hard to know, Father.
Yeah.
Because we never write, we do not know.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you say age? Well, how old are you, like in your language? And do you say that, like some of the Indian, they say they come by winter. See, well, if I ask you how many years are you, they say, well, I'm so many winters.
Yeah. That's all.
Did you say the same thing? You count it by winter, or you say age?
Yeah.
Years.
We just say that all. The winter comes, you see.
Yeah.
You say take talk. You see, winter come. If the baby born in this winter pass, that's all we call it.
Uh-huh.
Take talk. Year old. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. But lots we miss on the hand, we just count this new ground out, you know, and first snow coming in. That's the one we call it, 1 year. Yeah. But you people, you count for 12 months, for 1 year, see? We're not like that. That's all, that's why we say ourselves, we just don't know, that's all.
Well, if you were to ask me now, how old are you? How do you say that in your language?
Yeah. When taxi katago. Yeah. How many years you are? See?
Yeah. And when you say windows.
Yeah. How many windows you are?
That's the way you say
we are.
Yeah. And what do you answer? I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 18.
That's right.
How do you say that? I'm 18 years winter.
That's the chicken called talk. Talk is a winter.
Yeah.
It's 80-year-old, we call it Mr. Dushi Jinkat. Talk. Jinkat is 1 is 10, see. And this age, see, we call it Mr. Dushi Jinkat.
Can you count from 1, 2, 3 in the...
That's right.
Count 1, 2, 3 to 10
You see, take, Deh, Nusk, Dahun, Kijin, Kedusha, Dehadusha, Nuskadusha, Gusha, Jinkat. It's not, that's the word called 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the way they use.
It's some word that's in some other language I know.
Uh-huh.
Like the first one is
Clay.
It's the one say what click it.
Yeah, that's
it. The second it is a click it.
Uh-huh.
It's a click.
it's
a bit
very close.
Yeah.
Very hot spot. Yeah.
And when you were traveling out here, there was nobody coming to buy fur for a long, long time, huh?
Yeah. Well, and pretty soon after father, we used to be, my grandfather and forefather, I could say, they took some kind of stuff from the white, from Juneau, to bleed him out, and take it out to lay out the river. And lay out Indian, you got no place to get something. And they make a trade in food, what they got, tobacco, and gunpowder. You use it, Mr. Ruda, for some shots and everything, matches, and clues, something like that. That's the way they used to bring. They trade in fur, so get like $1 modern skin, anything. And how much I knew how much I'm going to give you, one modern. Yeah, that's the way they do it. You're doing pretty good business without writing and without learning anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because well, just help to another has all.
Well, deal, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever been down to the Yard from here? With the
well,
by
not
this,
to
no?
me, that time, you know. It was way long before my grandpa. And all the layout people come meet together in there, and right inside in the Red River and Telegraph Creek, India. They do the same thing, they come meet together in the Red River. They bring something too for selling, trading on it. Yeah. Especially tobacco is the worst part of it. Got no way to get it. You can bring it, you know. I don't see any more this time, and well long before they use it, I think you know, Father, leaf tobacco, just like a leaf, white, like that. That's only the back I used to got.
You cut yourself up.
Yeah, that's the one, Father.
Can chew it.
No plucked tobacco at that time, no. No cigarette. Yeah, that's the way to go. Well, that's the way we used to life, Father. And lots too, I lost the truth with the thing going, you know. Since my old man, I lost it, and no more to tell me story anymore. Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your old man, you remember?
Well, I think it's pretty old, yeah.
You were a man then?
Well, that's right. Well, my father used to be dying down Juneau, 1904.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 1904, that's the time to die my father. My mother's life and we come this way. That's the way to go, Father.
And where was the big camp? They talk about a big camp up at the lake there where most of the Indians from Teslin come from.
Well, flew around in place, Father, yeah. You see, this up end used to be just the way they're coming in, with people and Klondike Strait from Telegraph Creek, anything like that. Telegraph Creek, through the Stickin' the River, right up in the head is Telegraph Creek. You've been around that place. And that's it, the way they come hit this place. They come lining and between Telegraph Creek, I think. And you had a pack trail in the horse coming through there. They bleed all kinds of machine that way, in that trail. And they build a good size steamboat right up in the end. Old post, we used to call it that place.
The old post.
Yeah. First trail come hit this end of the Tesla. That's 40, just about 45 and 15, 55, 60 miles from here, I think, Father.
To the old port.
Yeah, that's the place. 60 miles just about, I think. So.
And that's where they built a steamboat?
That's the bad place they built the steamboat. Big sawmill they built in first before they built that steamboat. And sawmill cut their rocks and everything like that. All the machinery, they bring them out through the Stikine River, I think. That's the way they bring them out. Horses, they use it sleigh for the winter, and they use it packing for the summer. That's the way they do it. We scoot a long way far.
Do you remember that big boat, or?
Yeah, and they built that big boat, and as soon as they finish, and they got to stop down this way. They make it just one trip on this lake and go down to the foot of the lake, go down to Kitson River, right down to Yukon River, go down to Dawson. That's the way
from,
it is.
From the Deers River?
No, no, from no, the end of the lake here.
Yeah.
Or from the end of the lake.
This lake you see it farther, it's up end.
Yeah.
60 miles from here yet, the end. That's the place they built that steamboat. Oh, lots of people from around that time. I'm not very good size of boy that time, not good enough for work that time. Yeah.
Well, you can't see though.
But I can see, and still I remember it, what I was seeing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the first I hear on that band play, army, soldier we call it, you know. Every evening you hear music play across there, big time. Oh, pretty good size of village that town.
Over there?
So, yeah. Soon as that boat run away and he strike an antlin again. So they all that people just turn out the other way again. So the upper end is empty. No more. Everything. But 5 store in there, maybe more in there. They just throw more. That's the way to go.
Some houses there yet, or there's
nothing
there?
Everything. Everything's all rotten out.
No sawmill, nothing?
Nothing. I think they take all the sawmill parts anyway,
maybe,
all the machinery.
Maybe they put it in a boat, maybe.
Put them in a boat, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Because they could deal with a boat and put it in a boat.
This time we was around there, Father, we not look like an used to be town before. Just cutting trees, stand up, that's all. No show up. It's all in the bush. Yeah. That's the way it is. Pretty good long time for us.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Very interesting too.
Yeah, the trail from there, right up in the end, right down to Toku River, foot trail. Yeah. That's the way we used to coming in, you know. From Mackinac. Pretty bad going, but we can't help but you got no way to get around, so.
How long did Toku River? Was there any other post, little village there, or?
No, just.
Just Juneau, huh?
Just Juneau, that's all. Just stayed there for just catch salmon and things like that, that's all. Used to be way long before Father, way long before, but 10 Father, I think, used to be people in there before, mm-hmm. Yeah. But this time, 1914, the last I went down by walking, right from here to the Toku River, and I stayed on Alaska 1 year, 1915. Now come back this way again, same way. I think you know what to call that one spruce canoe, big one. Does it the one they use it, they bring them out right up to your neck and all, and they leave them there. And we all die off, but the canoe in there, yeah, saved us.
Right.
And that 1914 we was down there, first war was on, you know. And find one little brother one, and we put a canvas around, and we pinned it, and we go down with Juno. That's the way we do it. We usually paddle, go down. From Juno we usually the oars, we get the oar rocks. And we go down, we pass by Juno, another 75 mile, go down again on the salt water. Yeah. And we stay there 1 year. 1915, when we try to come back this way again. And we left Juno and we hit Toku River for a gauge string. We used it pulling and lined up. That's the way we used to do it.
Take a long time,
yeah,
right?
1915. The last I was being that place.
By the time you start seeing weed, huh?
Yeah. That time I'm pretty good. Good husky that time, Father.
They showed you how to do it.
Yeah.
You got to see weed, huh?
Yeah. I do that, Father, when I'm done, and that time we stay in salt water.
Uh-huh.
And one fella like you, he knew that thing, you know, the way the place ruined. And he tell me, we're ruining for trolling and catch salmon, for selling, you know. Fishermen, every time we see him come around there and we cut some fish and we sell to him, they buy pound anyway. Don't know how much a pound they buy anyway, king salmon. And that my partner, we stay with them and he tell me, let's go to the shore. That seaweed growing over there, they said. And I want to see what's that that dam. And
yeah,
we landed and I look, the tide went down, you know. He tell me, come on, he tell me, come on, I'll show you what's that here. This is the seaweed, you see it, he tell me. Just rain in the ground like that. And he grab it with his hand. No, you see it? They pull them out. They shake them. This way to do it. Tell me. It's the only way you train it. No, you see, look around. Oh, well, go and pick them out yourself, he tell me. I'll do that. I'll pick them out. So it's a good one, Father. Somewhere around, I think, 10th of June, I think that's the time we do that.
Yeah.
And after the June, you know, it comes to, that's the when I told you the other day that gray comes too old, it's no good to use anymore.
Uh-huh.
And the flavor could look like gone out, you know. That's the way it is. Now I think that's all I can tell you, Father. Too much we talk about the seaweed.
That was a cool thing. How did you manage for the winter this year, Joe?
What?
Was it a tough winter?
Well, I think it's not too bad, Father. Just
as long as we live, it's okay, Father.
That's what I know. Oh, sometimes it's pretty good winter we got, Father.
Oh, the sea and
yeah,
the water are very good.
And sometimes we got pretty tough. And all the game to its dead way, Father. Some year, the place where we tried, nothing there. And another year, my gosh, it's something there. That's the way they're going. Yeah. So fish just the same too. Sometimes you try to set net, you can't get it. And sometimes another night, you get your luck. That's the way they go. Yeah. So I say myself pretty hard for me. I'm all right this way. I'm no good this way. I think you understand that, Father.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some rabbit, sometimes no rabbit.
That's right. Yeah.
Sometimes lots of fish, all the time no fish.
Sometimes you see grouse fly away, you don't know where they fly. That's the way it is. Yeah.
But you live through it for 80 years or you can live yet.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
this afternoon by the lake there was a flock of those little white white birds.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, snowbirds. Do you think shall we have an early spring or late?
I don't know, Father. Well, you can't tell. Sometimes it's going to be anywhere. You see, in just the weather, that's all. Just the weather with the coming, that's all. So come quick and late. That's the way to go. Sometimes. Any spring, sometimes it's pretty cold, you know. So it takes quite a while to hold for the